Senate, please come to order. The members, please vote, signify their presence. Of all members voted, legal minimum. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 14 senators present today. Senator Josephson is excused from the call of Senate today.
Will we stand for the invocation?
Almighty God, sometimes it appears that we live in the age of the image. If we do good, we must be seen to have done so. If we do not do good, we must be seen to have done good anyway. Reality seems less of a concern than illusion. It's not a new condition. The prophets of old raged against public piety and private oppression. And Jesus told us to have our most important conversations with you in private. There are many reminders in our history that after the image fades, reality remains. Perhaps that is why you have told us that you are less interested in ceremony than in justice. As this session moves toward its waning moments, help us to remember that as this Senate plows through the remaining work, they will always remember to stretch toward that seemingly unreachable goal, that time when justice shall roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-living stream. Amen.
Secretary. You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent this prayer be spread on the journal.
No objection. Are there guests for introduction? No, the Secretary certifies the correctness of the journal. Excuse me.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 138th legislative day and Senate supplement number 91.
Move the journal for the 138th legislative day and Senate supplement number 91 be approved and certified.
No objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? I think you all know the Chief of Police, the Steward, Louis Bancardino. Hello, Louis. Are there messages from the Governor?
There are no messages from the Governor today, Mr. President.
There are messages from the House, a series of them.
May 25th, the House passed the following three bills. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 394, Jude, Crime of Terroristic Threatening, effective date. CSSB 417, Resources, Establishing the Kenai River Special Management Area, effective date. CSSB 503, Finance, Hazardous Waste in Certain Public Contracts Concerning Hazardous Waste, Changing Penalties for Environmental Pollution Violations, effective date. These have been sent to enrolling. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to a committee substitute for House Bill Number 209 rules. Thus, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 209, State Affairs, Classification of Personnel, effective date, passed the House. Message of May 25, the House passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 288 resources with the following amendment. House CS for CS for Senate Bill Number 288, Resources, amended House, Board of Fisheries, and returned for consideration.
Senator Ray.
Move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 288 and ask the Board to vote yes.
Question before us. Do you have the floor, Senator?
I think the bill that we sent over to the House has been considerably changed when it returned to the Senate. I don't disapprove of the approach saying there should be at least so many people of sports fishermen or at least one subsistence fisherman, but the House has said there will not be more than four commercial. Now, I don't think that's a proper approach. I think we should at least use that same concept when you're talking about commercial fishermen to by law say that only you can only have so many people of a certain group on one hand, and you say at least so many on the other hand. Doesn't make a great deal of sense to me. Now, I'm not sure what the definition of a commercial fisherman is in this particular bill. There's no definition clause. It doesn't say what a sports fisherman is. I understand a sports fisherman in Anchorage, probably a pair of waders, a fishing license, and a fish pole, a six pack, and go down the Kenai River with 10,000 other people, they're sportsmen. But they're not sportsmen in Southeasterns. So I think it's this bill probably should be at least sent to free conference committee and address some of these problems I have with it. I think there are other people on this floor who have problems with the bill, too.
Yes, Laura, Senator Strzelczyk.
I concur totally with Senator Elias. And what we're talking about here seems to be an absolute prohibition as to the number of commercial fishermen. But you may find very, very well-qualified people that are storks, fishermen, those involved in subsistence who have been, are, or may be involved in commercial fisheries. And it seems to me when we're talking about the largest employer in the state of really related to the fishing industry, to say that people that are commercial fishermen and understand it, that industry have to be limited just doesn't make sense to me. I think this is an abomination the way it's written.
Senator Ray?
The only reason I asked the concurrence is I was the wish of the sponsor.
I'd like to hear what the difference is, Senator Lyons.
We have a brief at ease, or at least maybe we can put this off until we're not going to adjourn today. I would like to have the opportunity.
Can we stand at ease for a minute? Senator, please come back to order. Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I make a motion asking unanimous consent that we hold it on the Secretary's desk until the next legislative session.
Yes. Thank you very much, Senator Bennett. Next item on the daily calendar, Secretary proceed with messages.
The House passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 337, Resources, with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 337, Resources, Delta Junction Bison Range, effective date and return for our consideration.
All right.
I would move that this be held on the Secretary's desk.
No objection. Considerable deference. We don't know whether Senator Mossfield will be here or not for the next session, but give him that option. Next item on the Senator Fahrenkamp, you speak.
Mr. President, there's so much difference in the bill that's not even recognizable.
Senator Ray, you want to send us a free conference?
Then I would, as long as it's on the Secretary's desk, I would move that we take it off the Secretary's desk and that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 337, Resources, and ask the body to vote no.
No objection. Taking it off the desk. It's back before us. Senator Ray's motion is before us. Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 333? You've heard Senator Fahrenkamp. You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close roll.
Roll shows 1 yay, 17 nays.
Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments. The message to ask them to recede will be sent immediately. If they fail to recede, should be notified Senator Fahrenkamp will be chairman of the conference committee with Senator Mulcahy and Senator Ziegler as members. Let's proceed.
Finish names, please. The House passed CSSB 517, LNC Workers' Compensation, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 517, LNC Workers' Compensation, in return for our consideration.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, this was a Judiciary Committee bill, and it's upon conference and confer with the Department of Law. It is my consideration that this bill, as amended in the House, is acceptable. Therefore, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 539, Judiciary.
Point of order. I hear you. Point of order.
I think we're on 577.
Right. What?
517.
Oh, Senator. I'm sorry. I got the wrong bill.
Secretary Reid, the House. The House message on 517, then we'll proceed from there.
The House passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 517, Labor and Commerce Workers' Compensation, with the following amendment. House CS for CS for Senate Bill 517, LNC, in return for consideration.
My apologies to the body, Mr. President. I had this sitting in front of the other one. And so there I would move and ask unanimous consent that the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 517 be adopted, and ask the body to vote yes.
Question before us, adoption of House amendments to Senate Bill 517. You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I wonder if someone could just briefly tell us what the difference is.
You have, Mr. Commerce Chairman. You may wish.
Mr. President, we reviewed the House's amendments, and they added language at the request of the Department of Labor, which had the approval of the ad hoc committee on workman's comp. Evidently, this additional language is needed for clarification. It has approval of the workman's comp board, which is a group composed of labor and management, and they support the House's version. We don't have any objection. The Labor and Commerce Committee does not have any objection.
Question before you is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary Close.
The roll shows 18 yeas and 2 absent.
That has concurred. Next item on the daily calendar, please proceed.
Do we want to do the effective date or not, Senator?
Yes, if there's effective date. Thank you, Senator.
Well, we're moving to ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 517, Labor and Commerce, be considered a roll call and effective date clause.
There's no objection. So ordered.
The House passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 539, Judiciary. Community work is part of a criminal sentence with the following amendment. House CS for CS for Senate Bill 539, Judiciary, amended House and returned for consideration.
Well, Mr. President, I went through this again, and what the House did was take out the scheduling of hours and also took out the change the value of the community work from $5 to $3 an hour, and the Department of Law said that they would accept that, so I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 539, Judiciary, and ask the body to vote yes.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 539? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas and 2 absent.
Bill is adopted. All right, is there an effective date to this clause?
No.
Thank you. Please proceed.
The House failed to recede from its amendment to House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute of Senate Bill number 431, Finance, to Senate Bill 431, Purchase of Residential Child Care Services. The Speaker appointed a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the bills. Representative Bussell, Chairman, Representatives Ward and Clarkson.
Is there a motion to recede from our amendment? They have failed to recede,
yes.
So all we can do then is appoint a conference committee. Conference committee is Joseson, Senator Sacagawa. Conference committee shall be Joseson, Ray, and Fahrenkamp.
President.
You have the floor, Senator.
Brief at ease.
Attention. Senator Ray has been removed. Senator Joseph, Senator Gilman, Senator Fahrenkamp will be the conference committee on 431.
The House passed the following and transmitted for our consideration. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 517, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the confidentiality of state personnel records.
State Affairs Committee.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports.
The reports of special committees.
The Honorable Yarmo Tutula and the Honorable Joe Hayes, dear Mr. President and Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee, considering Senate Bill number 519, an act relating to state support for education, effective date, and House CS for Senate Bill 519, Finance, an act relating to state support, same title, respectfully requests limited powers of free conference on the following 2 points. One, to amend Section 2 to provide for a cost of living adjustment consistent with funding approved for the Education Foundation Program by the Conference Committee on House Bill 511, and 2, to add a new section which will allow the Department of Education to prorate payments under the Foundation program in the event that funds are insufficient to meet allocations authorized under Senate Bill 519, signed Senators Sackett, Chairman, Senators Bennett and Vic Fisher, Representative Adams, Chairman, Representatives Bettesworth and Duncan.
They are granted. Limited powers requested.
May we stand these, please?
Yield the floor, Senator. Secretary, we are down to, there are no reports of special committees, correct?
Just the one we registered, that was it.
Yes.
So I guess we're down to the calendar, huh?
We are down. We are down to the calendar.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 707, Finance and Act Relating to Lobbying and Providing for an Effective Date. Amendment Number 1 by Senator Fahrenkamp was moved and objected to and pending.
You have the floor, Senator.
Can we have it at ease, please?
Be at ease. Come back to order. Sam will come back to order. Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, yesterday when we had this bill on the floor, the President asked me if I could suggest something that might create a solution. I don't know if that's been done. The documents marked Amendments 2, 3, and 4 are all drawn by Bill Barrier. They all have their own strengths and defects. The Finance Committee, I think, was concerned about a person being on a board or a commission having an economic effect on someone where that person also serves as a lobbyist. This is a very difficult area because, as Senator Fahrenkamp said, lobbyists are sources of information. It's also First Amendment rights in terms of the right of people to come to the legislature and petition their government. As Senator Ray said, we also have confirmation authority over some of the boards and commissions, and could take those kinds of problems into account, except that we confirm the person as a member of the board or as a commission and not as a lobbyist. I put these for selection if any of them appeal to the Senate. My own view is that probably number 2, which gets away from dollar amounts, is the preferable one.
There was, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, if we have the wide enough latitude to discuss all the amendments at one time.
Please, please do, because the purpose is to resolve this.
Well, knowing that my good colleague here is not the author of this, it comes from one of the legal affairs or legislative affairs, I'd like to discuss it first, our amendment number 2, which says the primary source of income is derived from lobbying activity. Suppose a man has a grant or has income, dividends, any kind of an income, and he's gained $60,000 a year from that, and he only gets $50,000 from lobbying. That wouldn't be so good with that one. Number 2, they derive more than such and such a percentage of the lobbyist income. Again, you have the same. You have the same thing. They could give you a consultant's fee rather than a lobbying fee, and that would take care of number 4 the same. It says it has earned in excess of so much from lobbying, so they give them $10,000 or $5,000 a year from lobbying and $30,000 a year as a consultant, and they're doing the same work. So, I mean, I would think, and I haven't seen too many problems with that, except for the use of the money coming down here, and using that for lobbying money, as it was mentioned. But we do have the right of confirmation, and the governor certainly could be open for terrible criticism if he put somebody on there. It would still be our condition to take them off if we felt that their lobbying activities would interfere with their business on the board.
To your First Amendment that I believe is technically before us, you have the floor, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Well, Mr. President, none of the 3 suggestions following Amendment Number 1 satisfy me. I still think we're trying to fix it when it ain't broke, and I still think we're trying to set aside 300 of our close to of our citizens whose expertise will be denied to boards, and I'm very much against it. There are other parts of the bill that I think I could support, but I could not support it with that section still in it.
Amendment 1 is before us. Is there debate on Amendment 1? Will the Secretary read Amendment 1 one time in context? It's been 24-hour lapse.
Amendment number 1 by Senator Fahrenkamp, page 1, lines 28 and 29, and page 2, lines 1. You are deleting. Serve as a member of a board, commission, or other public body of the state if a lobbyist's employer may be economically affected by a decision of that public body.
Are you ready for the question? You have the floor, Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, wouldn't the appropriate amendment be to delete Section 1? Because there really isn't anything left except some grammatical corrections.
I think the amendment speaks for itself, Senator Fisher, although your point has been taken. You have the floor, Senator Aiken.
Well, my good colleague here whispered in my ear again, and it made me nervous. He brought up another point. What if he, after he's confirmed to a board, he's appointed as a lobbyist? Then what do we do?
Well,
yeah.
Senator Joseph.
Yeah, that's the other side of the story, Mr. President. Let's take a situation where we have a resource board. We confirm someone who is not a lobbyist, and then that person becomes a lobbyist, and his or her employer benefits or suffers from economically from decisions of the public body. That's the kind of situation we want to avoid. Now, you may argue in response to that that that's an unlikely situation, that Alaskans are known for their integrity, that kind of person would resign if asked or on his or her own motion, but that is a problem that the removal of this would not address.
Mr. Judiciary Chairman?
Yes, then I think it would be up to the governor, and with the prodding from the legislature, certainly the governor could remove him from the board. They all serve at the pleasure of the governor, I believe, or at least the majority of the major boards are all serve at the pleasure of the governor, so if we brought it to his attention, they'd probably remove him, all right?
Are you ready for the question? The question is to the amendment, Amendment 1. You may proceed to vote. Adoption of the amendment. All members voted. All members voted. The amendment is adopted. Any member which is desired to change their vote, excuse me. Amendment's adopted. Are there further amendments?
Amendments 2, 3, and 4 do not. Aren't necessary.
They are moved at this time. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Wright?
In the absence of any other amendments, Mr. President, I would move to Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 707, Finance, as amended, be considered gross advanced, or be advanced to third reading and place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill on third reading.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 707, Finance, amended Senate, an act relating to lobbying and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion. For debate. Does any member wish to speak to the bill? Then before us, you have floor.
Mr. President, I just want to say, because it may be important when this becomes up for interpretation, we tried in the Finance Committee to draw a line that allows for legislators to receive information from grantees and their employees, statistics, data, the kinds of things that are useful to us in drawing bills or amending legislation or considering regulations or whatever other kinds of legislative action might be required. We focus then on the issue of travel for influencing legislative action unless it is pursuant to a specific request from a member of the legislature or a committee.
Bill's before you. Question called for? Question is, shall House Bill 707 as amended be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll. You have the floor. Senator Bishop, Vic Fisher wish to change the vote. All members voted. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 4 nays.
Bill has been adopted. Senator Ray.
If anybody want to change their vote, okay, good. I would move the effective date clause.
The question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted on the floor? Secretary, close the roll.
All members voted?
Does any member wish to change their vote?
No, except Baron Camp.
Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas and 4 absent.
Effective date clause has been adopted. You have floor, Senator.
The Senate rescind its action in not adopting the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 337.
I ask unanimous consent. No objection. 37 is before us. We rescinded our action. It brings the bill before us. Senator Fahrenkamp has the floor.
Mr. President, in looking over the bill, I saw two sections missing from it and asked them that we not concur. But in further checking, the House version dropped out the legislative findings section and the section that established an advisory committee. Both of these provisions are in H.C.R. 51, and that's passed both the House and the Senate and on the desk of the governor. So, as usual, I goofed, and we need to accept the House version. I apologize to the body for not doing my homework better. It's Senate Bill 337, the Delta Junction Bison Range Bill.
Senator Ray, do you wish to place the motion of adoption?
Move the Senate concur in the House Amendments Committee substitute for Senate Bill 337. Ask the body to vote yes.
Question before us at this time, if there's no debate, further debate is, shall the Senate adopt the House amendments to Senate Bill 337? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any person desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas and 3 absent.
Senator Ray?
Roll call vote on the House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 337. We consider the roll call and effective date clause.
There's no objection. So ordered. Roll call. Effective date clause has been adopted. Next item under the daily calendar. The citation calendar. You have floor, Senator.
That's plural clauses.
Are there two effective date clauses?
I don't
have any.
Senator Ray. What are the other effective date clauses? And I ask that the roll call on the bill be considered a roll call on the second effective date clause.
No objection. Thank you, Senator Albert. Next item is citation calendar. Secretary Reed, citation calendar.
Citations honoring Eric Rested by Senators Curtula and Vic Fisher, honoring Dwayne Toff by Senator Moss, honoring the Diamond Lynx tennis team by Representative Hayes, Szymanski, Flood, and Furness, and Senators Rohde and Paul Fisher.
Senator Ray, you have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown on the Diamond Lynx tennis team citation.
You have the floor, Senator.
Same request.
Senator Ray.
I don't even know what we're reading.
Citation calendar, just adoption of it.
Could we stand at ease, Mr. President?
At ease.
Calendar be approved as read.
Without objection, the citation calendar is adopted. Takes us to unfinished business, reconsiderations. Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the Senate and a call of the House on official business June 18 to June 25 and June 28 to June 29. Ask unanimous consent.
We'll all be gone. There's no objection. Yep.
Please
stand at ease. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would move we take up for reconsideration of the substitute for House Bill 553.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 553, Loans, by the House Special Committee on State Loans, an act amending the Alaska Grain Reserve Program and providing for an effective date and third reading on reconsideration.
Bill's before you, Senator Ray.
Held to the next legislative date.
Objection. Held the next legislative date. Further unfinished business this morning? Our announcement of committee meetings for the day. You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee will continue on the bills that we had up this morning. Reference mainly the power program, power bills. We'll also be going on the conference committee on the budget this afternoon at 3 o'clock. I might add also that any of the bills that we had up today, if they're not concluded on by this afternoon, we'll take them up Monday morning at 8:30.
8:30 Monday morning. Senator Lyason. OBDs. Further announcement of committee meetings. Senator Fahrenkamp here now. Are there announcement of committee meetings? Does resources wish to announce committee meetings? Senator Ziegler?
Senator Fahrenkamp hasn't spoken to me about it. I know nothing.
We will presume that committee meetings for resources will be posted. There is one, then, under that case. Takes us to items under special orders this morning. Senator Ray?
No other business coming before the Senate. I move we adjourn to 11 a.m. Monday.
We're adjourned.